I want to now take you to retail sales, and in particular, those of Wesfarmers. Now, you might remember during last year that Wesfarmers was involved in a demerger of Coles, the giant supermarket chain. Now, today, Wesfarmers has indicated to the market that it will book a $3.2 billion one-off gain as a result of that transaction. But in the meantime, what Wesfarmers did was not only held a share of Coles, but also held on to Target, Kmart, and Officeworks. So today, Wesfarmers put out a trading update where it indicated that earnings before interest and tax for its department stores are expected to be between $385 and $400 million in the half year to December. Now, this is compared with they said they'd be in the previous year at between $415 million. Let's go to Rob Scott, the chief executive of Wesfarmers. Now, Rob, that downturn in your earnings there, is that because shoppers are just not that willing to part with their cash at the moment?
Well, Ross, yeah, today we announced a number of issues, as you said, around some positive one-off gains from our portfolio management, updating on our strong net debt position. But one area that was a bit below expectations through the Christmas trading period was our department store division, and we just wanted to keep the market informed with that. As you'd probably gather, December is a very important trading period for department stores. And if you go back a year ago, we had incredible growth. We had over 8% sales growth in the prior corresponding period. In the first half this year, we grew sales at Kmart by 1%, which was a bit below our expectations, and that's why we updated the market on that today.
Have you tried to analyse why this is taking place across the Kmart stores that you've got? Is it in any particular region? Do you think it's house prices coming off? Is it that people are concerned about their household debt? You must be analysing what's taking place.
That's right, Ross. Now, we've gone through a lot of detail looking at the performance, and I guess we do have quite high expectations for Kmart because it has been and it is an incredible business, and it's still generating good profits, good cash flows, and good return on capital. But we did see a bit of a slowdown there, I think driven by a number of factors. Partly the very strong performance we had the prior year made it a lot more challenging for us to continue to achieve the growth. We also called out a couple of issues that had an impact on our performance. One was we exited DVDs, which are quite a challenging product category to make money on these days, and they are a declining category. So that had an impact of about 1% sales growth. And by clearing the DVDs out of the store, it paves way to introduce some of our new homeware product. The other area...
Just a question before I go on from there, and that is, do you have a child who's in their late teens or early 20s, by any chance?
I do, actually. I do.
Okay. Have you tried to explain to them what a DVD is?
Well, I think that, for any of us that have tried to do that, it explains why DVDs...
That's exactly what it is.
Category.
I mean, they have no idea what a DVD is because everything streams to them. So therefore the concept... So as you say, you're getting out of DVDs. Of course, everybody's going, well, who buys DVDs anymore? Because they don't. That's the whole point about this, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. And I guess what we're always looking to do is ensure that we have a product range that's resonating with customers. So although we've had a short-term hit to our sales from exiting those categories, we're really pleased that it opens up space in the store to bring new, more contemporary products. The other area where we saw a bit of softer sales was in apparel and women's wear. And we've got plans to continue to bring new innovative products, more contemporary products there, and continue to invest in pricing. So yeah, we're certainly not overreacting to these short-term trends, but we just felt it was important to keep the market informed on our trading.
You stay pretty close to your people on the ground. What are your people in those stores running those Kmarts? What are they telling you about the shoppers, their attitudes, their behaviours right now?
Well, interestingly, in Kmart, we've had a record number of customers coming into our stores, and all of the insight we get from customers is very positive about Kmart. There's no doubt that the last 3 to 6 months have been a bit more challenging for the consumer because we've seen cost of living pressures, fuel prices, we've seen higher power prices. And when you're constantly reading the headlines about concern with house prices, that also does weigh on the consumer. But overall, we still see that there's enough positivity out there in the market to go after. And if we get our offer right as a retailer, there's money to be made.
But as a conglomerate, as an organisation that has a lot of retail in different categories, the truth is you're looking at that, you know, sort of that weather eye out to see what's coming down the track. Does the prospect of falling house prices ongoing, of that high consumer debt that Australia has got, and perhaps even that just natural conservatism about families who are worried about those household debts, is that something you just at least are looking out into the next 6 to 12 or 18 months and at least worried about the prospect of the consumer's behaviour?
Well, some of the things we look at on the consumer side, I guess something that would worry us is if we saw the banks start to tighten up credit, because when people find it a lot harder to get finance, and businesses find it harder to get finance, that does slow things down from an economy point of view. So that's something we've got a watchful eye on. But generally, we think the economy's not in too bad shape. Unemployment's still at relatively low levels. And we're also we've seen some positives of late with fuel prices come down a bit. And fuel prices is a very important component of household spending. So what we're doing is we're very much focused on ensuring we've got great value, great products, because as I said, there's still money to be made on the retail side.
The interesting part about this story, though, is that while we're concentrating on Kmart, because it has been such a strong performer over such a long period of time, Target, by contrast, has been a significant underperformer. Now, in this period you've just reported, though, the same store sales were up by 0.5%. Now, that, in retail terms, is not stellar, but it compares with the 6.5% decline in the previous corresponding period. It was a fix-up job, there's no doubt. Do you believe maybe there's actually a trend that you're starting to turn the corner inside those Target businesses?
Well, we've definitely seen an improvement in Target. We still think that there's a way to go. And as you say, one of the benefits of a conglomerate like Wesfarmers is when some businesses are finding it a bit tougher, other businesses often do better. And we're seeing some of that in the portfolio at the moment. So Target, we still have a long way to go, but it was a good result from the team in the first half to improve sales momentum.
It's going to be interesting to watch it. And as always, Rob Scott, we appreciate your time here on the program. Chief Executive of Wesfarmers, and you have a great evening.
Thanks, Ross.